From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, our special guest. He's back. Dr. Joel Wallach. He and pharmacist Ben Fuchs rotate every 3 weeks to come on to give us some great information. The website is criticalhealthnews.com, which we continue to set records with each time. So go ahead and slam it, folks. Shut down that server, criticalhealthnews.com. If you haven't downloaded their free app yet, you can do that, too, in your app store at criticalhealthnews.com. And again, here's that toll-free number to call for assistance. Doc Wallach and Pharmacist Ben have a staff of people there that listen to the show. They're taking notes. So in case you miss what Doc has said, you can call them and they'll tell you. That's 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, welcome back, my friend. How you doing?
Okay, George. It's always great to be with you. You are the greatest, and we appreciate all the great things you do for America and the world.
Well, thank you for helping all our listeners, too. I constantly get great emails about you, Doc, and I've got a few I'll read later on tonight for the little things. So, you know, the number they say today, 120,000 new patients, new COVID patients. Is this right? Is it distorted? What's going on, Doc?
No, it's quite correct. The COVID is spiking, it's going up, and that's because the actual cause of the COVID has not been dealt with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, just a couple of days ago, there was 8,779,000 cases in the United States. Today, there was, let's see here.
Close to 9 million now.
Well, it's 9,423,000.
It's like a presidential vote.
Okay, and if you look at what's going on between the various countries, and I look at countries that have similar populations, numbers of populations, like Thailand, Canada, and say California, those three, the state of California and Thailand and Canada are very similar, about 23 to 29 million people. And Canada has 247,000 cases. Thailand has 3,000 cases. United States has 940,000 cases. And no, not the United States, Canada.
Just Canada.
I can't read my own writing here. California has 940,000 cases, Canada has 247,000, and Thailand has 3,000. The deaths in Canada are 10,331, in California it's 17,752, and Thailand is 59.
Jeez.
So what's the difference?
Yeah, why the disparity?
Yeah, you throw in Mexico. Mexico has 943,000. It's just short of a million. And they're about the same number of cases as California with 940,000, 943,000. But we only have in California 17,000 deaths, and Mexico has 93,000 deaths.
Wow.
Okay.
Why the difference?
Well, the difference is Thailand, with 3,700 cases and 59 deaths, is a rice-eating country. They're Asian, and all the Asian countries have extremely low death rates and extremely low infection rates. Because when you know this from the stuff we get on the three-year-olds, and we'll get to in a second,
mm-hmm.
Mexico, everything they eat is wheat. And California is 32% Latinos. So everything they eat is wheat. Well, wheat causes gluten issues, okay? Wheat, barley, rye, oats, oatmeal for breakfast, the breakfast of champions, Wheaties, bread, these sort of things. But in Mexico, their beer is wheat, their bread is wheat, pancakes, waffles, flour, tortillas. And so when you're 3 years old, you've only been eating wheat, say, for a couple of months to a year or so.
Right.
Okay, so you may have like 0.5% damage to your intestines from the gluten. And so when a three-year-old gets the COVID, they'll have minor cold-like symptoms for 3 days. Their temperature will go up a half a degree from 98.6, which is normal, to 99. Can't call that a fever. And nothing happens. You know, we've had like one kid under the age of 12 die from COVID and millions infected. But when you get over 63, 73, 83, you've been on gluten for 60, 70, 80 years, and 95% of your intestines are dead, and you cannot absorb nutrients. And if you can't absorb nutrients, you can't get nutrients to your immune system. Your immune system is your bone marrow. Makes white blood cells, platelets, red blood cells, and also antibodies, which go and kill the virus. So in a 3-year-old, in 3 days, they've dealt with it. In a 63-year-old, a 73-year-old, an 82-year-old, you don't have enough of the white blood cells and the antibodies and platelets and red blood cells to defeat the virus, and so it kills you. Okay, and that's the difference. And so people have got to give up wheat, barley, rye, and oats and live like an Asian. Okay, live like an Asian. And another great story is from India. India has 1.4 billion people. They're about the same number as China. And China has 91,000 cases. India has 7,761 cases.
Jeez.
India has 117,000 deaths. And China has 4,000 deaths. So what's the difference? Well, China just lives on rice and sweet potatoes.
It's the same. So you really believe, and it may be that diet has a lot to do with this.
Diet is significant in what happens when you catch it. Everybody can catch it. But if you're not eating gluten, your immune system's intact, can kill the virus very quickly, like a 3-year-old. But in India, they're divided. They're all the same people. They're not mixed like we are with six different races and things like that in America. In India, they're all the same peoples. And I worked with the World Health Organization for about 2 weeks on this, and I finally figured it out. In India, the northern one-third of India has 95% of the deaths and 86% of the infections. The southern two-thirds of India has 5% of the deaths and 14% of the infections.
Jeez.
They're all the same people. So what's the difference? Well, the difference is in northern India, they live on wheat, barley, rye, and oats because they live in the mountains. They cannot grow rice. In the southern part of India, which has the least amount of infections and deaths, they live on rice and sweet potatoes.
So gluten really has that kind of effect on your immune system?
Oh, yes. And, of course, people always say, where'd you get that information? Well, from the World Health Organization. I went through and said, well, there's 29 states in India. Do they all have the same rate of COVID infections and deaths? They said, oh, no. In the north, they have 95% of the deaths. In the south, they only have 5% of the deaths.
Well, give us again, Doc, a brief rundown of what the gluten foods are.
Okay, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. We're talking about pancakes, waffles, bread, beer. We're talking about muffins, cupcakes, cookies. And, of course, they put gluten.
Donuts? Donuts be in there?
Yeah, donuts, absolutely. Donuts, spaghetti. You can't go to, spaghetti factory 3 nights a week and eat spaghetti. You cannot have flour tortillas. Corn tortillas are safe, but not flour tortillas. And if you want to have a pizza, I have a pizza twice a week, but it's always a gluten-free pizza. And they make the pizza crust out of cauliflower, which has no gluten in it.
What's it taste like?
Oh, it is wonderful. I have double cheese. I have mushrooms, onions, tomatoes, and anchovies. And I have my glass of red wine. And I'm a happy camper.
I'm going to start doing that. I didn't realize
that. Gluten-free.
The website, of course, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. In a moment, we're going to start taking phone calls with Doc Wallach. And you know what? If we can just help one person every time Doc is on or Pharmacist Ben, it's worth it to me. And still, Doc, we're not going to conferences like we used to because of COVID. But in the old days, I would get people to come up to me thanking you for helping them change their diet, change their lifestyle, and everything else. It's got to feel good to you.
Well, it does, George, and I can't thank you enough for sharing the testimonies. But we're doing okay from the numbers of people because I do about 6 to 8 to 10 Zooms a week, and we're getting 500 to 2,000 people on each Zoom.
Yeah, and I know you do that big Zoom on Friday mornings at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 hours for somebody by the name of George Norrie.
Yeah, well, that's interesting days. That's right. We tell people about that. But you've reached a lot of people doing that. And we're going to start taking calls in a moment. We take emails, folks, as well. And Tom takes your text and tweets. We give that number out as well. So you've been doing this, Doc, now how many years? How many years you been at this?
50.
My gosh.
I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients and being on a gluten-free diet for 72 years myself, personally.
Did you invent those?
I did not invent it, but I realized when I was 9 years old, they didn't have a name for what I had. Today it's called autism, okay? But back then I had autism for 5 years. I'd been to 20 doctors, and they all said I had to be institutionalized because it was very violent. And I didn't want to go to an institution for the rest of my life. So I sat down when everybody else was asleep that night, And I said, why is it that animals don't have what we have? And I said, we're eating the same thing out of the same garden as they are. And I said, no, we're not. No, we're not. In addition to what we eat out of the garden and they eat out of the garden, we're giving them vitamins and minerals we're not giving ourselves. So I went out to the barn the next morning and started taking the vitamins and minerals we were giving the calves and the chickens and the sheep. And guess what, George? In 3 days' time, I was cured after 5 years of getting worse and worse and worse to the point where they were going to institutionalize me.
How do you think you got it, from a vaccine?
It's hard to say, but I think I was eating lots of gluten, you know, when I was four.
And who knew that? Our parents didn't know, right?
Exactly.
I know. I'm going to look into that even more. I know I've looked into it somewhat every time you're on the program, but I didn't know it really kicked up your immune system that way.
Yeah,
and
well,
really knocked it down.
I wrote a book in 2005 called Hell's Kitchen, and goes into the cause, prevention, cure, the metabolic syndrome, which is all of the things that kill your intestines. Okay. We're talking about obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, and stuff. And people say, well, I'm 75 years old. I'm bound to get that stuff. No, you've been eating gluten for 75 years. Your intestines are dead, and that's why you have those things. You can't absorb nutrients. Even if you're supplementing, you must get off the gluten and supplement the 90, and it'll all go away.
Interesting. Well, we're going to take some of your health questions for Doc Wallach. Remember, we're not talking cures, but we're talking ways to help you and boost your immune system and make you feel better. And we are doing that when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. The website to hit, blast it away, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And, of course, they have free apps now in their app stores, Android or Apple. Download it. It's free. Pick it up, and you'll be able to go to that website with your smartphone anytime you want. And Doc Wallach donates his time to us every 3 weeks, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And we'll be back with your calls this half hour and next hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call toll-free for a help and assistance, 1-855-949-7234, or just 1-855-949-RADIO. You won't need the O, but just the first four letters, and you are in business. They're there all the time that they'll give you some help and assistance. And, Doc, it's so important, I think, for people to take care of their own health, because you know what? Nobody else is going to do it, are they?
Of course, it's easy to avoid the bad stuff, you know, the wheat, the barley, the rye, the oats, the fried foods, and so on. And you don't need a doctor to determine if you have diabetes. You can go to a pharmacy without a prescription, get a test strip for $1.50, and, you know, you stick yourself and you take that drop of blood and hold it up to the bottle, and it'll tell you, oh, you've got diabetes or you don't. You don't have to spend $100 for an office call. You don't have to spend $200 a lab fee. It costs you $1.50. They actually have free use of blood pressure cuffs in the pharmacies, so you can tell if you have high blood pressure. You can weigh yourself if you're 20 pounds over your ideal weight for your height, if you're obese. And so, you know, unless you've been run over by a truck and you're bleeding internally, you really don't need to go to a doctor initially.
And tell me about discipline, Doc, because let me give you an example. Me, you know, I wake up in the morning, do a little workout, I start taking my regimen of vitamins and supplements from you, and I honestly, every morning I say to myself, oh, man, I got to take all these. But I do, because I know I have to. And it gets easy. You get into a pattern. But what do you do to people? What do you tell people to just tell them you got to be disciplined? You got to do this.
Well, the first question I ask you, George, is what is your life worth? Okay. And so if you do what I tell you to do, you will add 25 to 50 healthful years to your life. If you just avoid the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, and the sugar, and you take the 90 essential nutrients, and then we have what we call secret sauces. If you have diabetes and arthritis and high blood pressure and liver cirrhosis, you know, we have secret sauces for all those to add to the basic program we call the Healthy Start Pack. You just take the Healthy Start Pack and avoid all the bad foods, you will add 25 to 50 healthful years to your life. Okay, why would you be satisfied with 25 when you can live to be 100? Why would you live to be 100 when you can live to be 125? America has the worst record when it comes to longevity. We spend more money for health care than all the nations in the world, George, and we only rank 41st when it comes to longevity. There's 40 other countries whose peoples live longer than us, and they do not have doctors. They do not have health insurance. These are all third-world countries.
Right.
And the statistics come from the World Health Organization.
Interesting take. Let's take some calls here for you, Doc. They're rolling in. I've got a couple emails I want to read to you as well.
Okay.
Let's go to Donna in Huntsville, Alabama. Welcome to the program. Hi, Donna.
Hi. Hope everyone's well.
Hope you are, too.
Not as well as I'd like to. Dr. Wallach, I've got a perplexing situation here. I'd like to discuss the lymphatic system with you, please.
Okay,
I had a fall in the bathroom about a year ago. And I went to the ER because they had to get me up off the floor. I had the ambulance here. And came home, took a quick nap, and about 4.5 hours later, my legs and the back of my knees were all blown up with lymphatic fluid, like 5 times your normal size. It's gone down. I'm on a lymphatic therapy treatment now.
When did that fall take place?
Hmm?
When did that fall take place?
A year ago.
Okay, so just the swelling just going down now?
It's gone down a little bit, but not enough. I mean, I can barely walk.
Okay, well, let me ask you a couple of quick questions here. How old are you? What's your age?
73.
Okay, and what do you weigh?
From the lymphatic, it's blown me up to about 220.
Okay, so you may be, what, 160 or 170?
I was around 134, 136 is my normal weight.
All right. So, now, do you have any tinnitus or ringing in your ears, kind of that tone, the noise?
No.
God, Doc, you hurt my ears on that one.
I apologize. I didn't hear what you said.
She said no, no.
No, okay. Do you have any vertigo or dizzy problems? Why did you fall down in the bathroom?
No, what happened was I was in a car accident in January of 19.
Okay, no, quickly. Why did you fall in the bathroom?
I fell because my brain and my hand didn't engage. When I got up off the toilet, I was trying to grab the bar in the bathroom, and my hand wouldn't grab it, and I went.
That's very interesting information. Now, do you have any? Does that happen often? Do you have tingling, numbness, and your hand doesn't engage sometimes, or just that one?
It's from the car accident.
Okay, and then did you ever have any low back stuff? Low back pain?
No, not from that. I've had low back from an injury years ago that was cleared up with my chiropractor.
Okay. And did you ever have any numbness and tingling in your feet?
No. I had nerve
last
damage
question,
in my hand.
Last question. Have you shrunk any? A half inch, an inch, 2 inches?
Yes.
She has, yep.
How much have you shrunk?
About a half inch.
Okay. Half an inch.
Yeah. And so you've got osteoporosis, very typical, okay? You have osteoporosis. Your vertebrae are getting closer together. It's smashing nerves. Your skull has osteoporosis, and your skull is squeezing your spinal cord. And so when your head or neck gets in a certain position, your skull will pinch your spinal cord, causing this stuff going on, and your arm doesn't engage properly, okay? And so what you got to do here, do this by body weight, get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, rhinos, no sugar. And then I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. And then I want you to get our MSM, which is designed to support maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. You actually regain that half inch you've lost. And then also it'll rebuild your skull, take the pressure off your spinal cord, take the pressure off all your cranial nerves. And then lastly, I want you to take vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And then call us on the show here. You're going to have a great testimony because I see literally thousands of people every month through my 50 locations around the world. And as a result, I see this. It doesn't matter if they're 25, 55, 75, or 105. If they have osteoporosis, this is what happens. They get all these sort of issues, and doctors will treat the symptoms with cortisone and prednisone and painkillers and stuff like that, but it will continue to get worse because they don't deal with the root problem, which we're doing here.
Super. And if you miss anything, Donna, that Doc has said, just call this number, 1-855-949-7234. That is such a great help for people, Doc, to have your staff backing up what you say.
Oh, yeah, we have 50 people answering the phone here for your show, George, because we have such a response. People are wanting the information, they need help, and they trust you, and it's just a beautiful thing. So we have 50 operators on all night answering your questions.
Well, that's the way to do it. Thanks, and good luck, Donna. Hope everything works out for you. And, you know, Doc, you do a lot of this. You're a veterinarian by trade, but you had how many autopsies on animals?
Oh, gosh.
Thousands,
animals,
right?
About 25,000. In one project I did for NIH, I did 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans. One project I did 1,700 autopsies on humans for a total of over 8,000 autopsies on humans. And I've been a practicing physician since 1982. Went back to school and became a physician because I wasn't happy with the way the doctors were treating people. So I treat my patients like dogs, and they get better.
Now, you have a division that handles pets, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a pet division. We have a whole line of pet products, including, the 90 essential nutrients, which we call the Arthrodex. That's one scoop per 20 pounds of body weight. And then we throw in the EFAs, and that'll give them the 90 essential nutrients. It doesn't matter if they're a 3-pound chihuahua, a 35-pound beagle, or a 50-pound chow. It doesn't matter. You give them one scoop of the Arthrodex per 20 pounds of body weight, plus the EFAs. And that's their basic core 90 essential nutrients. Then we have secret sauces for 600 different diseases in dogs and cats and horses and rabbits and guinea pigs and so on.
Why do they say, and maybe this is true, smaller animals, smaller dogs live longer than bigger dogs? How come?
Well, I think that's because dog food is designed for a 35-pound beagle. And so it has the nutrients in there designed for a 35-pound dog. And if you feed that dog food to a 110-pound dog, he's not going to do very well over a long period of time.
Interesting.
Unless you give him the extra nutrients. And I'll tell you, if I may, about a two-minute great story. When I first came back from Africa, working on the White Rhino Conservation Project with Marlon Perkins for 2 years.
Oh, yeah, from St. Louis.
Yep. He got that grant for $25 million using my first scientific article. I found the first mass die-off in America from pollution, discovered the cause, got it all written up in scientific journals, gave him a copy, and he used it to get a $25 million grant. So he had me come back from Africa, and he gave me a list. He personally picked me up at the airport. He gave me two lists. This is what NIH wants you to do on your project, and here's what I want you to do. So I looked at his list first, and the first thing was all the bears in the world were dying in the zoos of liver cancer. It didn't matter if they were a polar bear, a grizzly bear, a Kodiak bear, a black bear, brown bear, sun bear. It didn't matter. They're all dying of liver cancer. And all the biologists and geneticists said, well, it's a genetic thing in bears. They probably die of that in the woods, and the coyotes eat them, so we've never seen it before. But, in captivity, when they die, you get to see it. I said, no. They're eating old bread, aren't they? Said, well, yeah, it's cheap. It's only 25 cents a loaf. We give them three loaves of this old bread from the thrift store with a penicillin mold on it, and we give them a couple of fish, and they're happy. Well, that's not penicillin mold on the bread. It's called aspergillus. It makes a byproduct called aflatoxin, which causes liver cancer. I said, let's put them on dog food and see what happens. We wrote it up in the International Zoo Yearbook, and every zoo in the world put their bears on dog food instead of the old bread, and guess what? In 3 months' time, we stopped.
Wow.
Plague of liver cancer. Now, here's the ultimate question, George. In people who are poor, living on food stamps, and they're buying the old thrift store bread, what is their liver cancer rate compared to somebody who's middle class and buying freshly baked bread?
Exactly.
I guarantee it's 100 times worse.
Big difference, indeed. Yep. Did you work at the St. Louis Zoo?
I did. I was there for 10 years because the grant was at Washington University in St. Louis. And so the St. Louis Zoo is my base, and the biology department, the Center for the Biology of Natural Systems in Washington University in St. Louis, and they were shipping me bodies from all the big zoos. And I, figured out the cause, prevention, cure of congestive heart failure and show dolphins. They were feeding them smelt, which is a fish that has thiamidase in it, which destroys thiamin, even if they were putting thiamin pills in the fish. When they were giving them to the dolphins, they were dying of congestive heart failure, so I got them off of smelt, and we put them on other fish, and we gave them the 90 essential nutrients in pills and capsules inside the fish. And we ended the regular death rate from show dolphins from congestive heart failure. And, of course, I've taken people who've been legally blind 6, 8, 10 years based on what we found in the zoos, and we give them the same program, and, in 90 days they can read 20/20 without glasses. And these are all documented. And so we're very, very proud of that.
It's a great zoo. And they're going to shut down the St. Louis Children's part of the zoo because
it's
of COVID.
Close contact,
until
COVID's over. But, I that was my office. Of course, I traveled the world all the time. And we're working on some big projects now. But back then, I worked at the St. Louis Zoo for 10 years. I worked at the Brookfield Zoo in Chicago all their aquariums and everything for 5 years. I was the director of the Jacksonville, Florida Zoo for 2 years. I was the director of the Henry Dorley Zoo in Nebraska, I guess it is, I think.
And former Congressman Newt Gingrich wanted to be a zookeeper, didn't he?
Yeah, he actually wrote a foreword for a book on...
on zoos. Yeah. Exactly. Let's go to Jim, West Point, Pennsylvania, on the wild card line. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, George. Always enjoy my nightly dose of Coast to Coast.
Thank you, sir.
Quick question for you, doctor.
Yes, sir.
I was in China and the Philippines last December, which was pre-COVID announcement. And when I came back, I had a respiratory infection for about 6 weeks. And I'm wondering if I came back with COVID. I never went to the doctor. I just toughed it out. I'm wondering if I was to take a COVID test or an antibody test now, would I be able to tell if I had it
then? Sure, yeah. You'd have antibodies. Said you had it. Now, Australia right now has a total of 905 deaths and 27,000 infections. That's Australia. I'm looking at my list here. And you look at a similar country. That's Asian. Let's look at. I just did a big zoom for. Let's see here. Taiwan and Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And looking for my paper.
You've got too many papers scattered all over the place there, yeah. Doc.
Okay. But at any rate, to make a long story short, in Singapore, I think they had like 9 deaths, and in Taiwan, they had 57 deaths. And Australia has 905. Well, what's the difference? Australia, they live on wheat, barley, rye, and oats, like, you know, the Europeans, whereas obviously Singapore and Taiwan live on rice.
That is a big difference, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Because they don't damage their intestines, so they can actually go
now,
get...
Oh, now, should even though he's okay, should he go get tested?
Well, he's curious. He wants to know if that cough he had was due to COVID. It costs nothing. You know, you can get the test for free. And so if he wants to find out if he's had it, tell him if he had it.
All right. Tom, you've got a text or tweet for Doc. Go ahead.
Yeah, Justin in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, wants to know if you're still getting nutrients if you eat frozen vegetables.
You're getting nutrients. There's a certain amount of destruction that goes with the vitamins that when you freeze vegetables. The minerals aren't damaged, but you have to appreciate if you have a carrot, say, from every county of every state in the United States,
it's different.
There won't be any two counties that have the same amount of minerals in the carrots, because
that's right.
Nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver and coal and oil. And that's why you have these places on earth that have no doctors and no health insurance. They live twice as long as we do because just by dumb luck they picked a place to live where their soil and their water has minerals in it. And if you pick a place here in the United States where the death rate is very high, like California from COVID, it's so much desert and we don't have a lot of minerals in the soil. And as a result, people don't get the nutrients they need for their bone marrow to be able to make white blood cells and antibodies.
All of you on hold, we're going to come right back after the break for a full hour of final calls with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website, slam it. I love it when those numbers go up. Our webmaster, JC, goes crazy. He goes, how did this happen? And, of course, the toll-free number to call where Doc just said there are about 50 people there giving you information, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. He donates his time to so many other causes as well, but comes on our program every 3 weeks, as does pharmacist Ben Fuchs, who'll come on 3 weeks after Doc to help you out with some information. And by the looks of all the calls that are rolling in, lots of people want a lot of help. We'll be back with more in just a moment.